The others left, and me and Scrunch started sneaking towards the ranch. I felt sick. Things had gotten out of control. I hadn't wanted it to happen this way, me against my old buddy Drover. In his own bungling way, Drover was a nice dog. We'd had our squabbles and differences, but we'd had some good times, too. About 25 yards out, Scrunch stopped and dropped down into the grass. I squinted into the darkness and saw Drover standing beside the northeast corner of the machine shed. As you might expect, he wasn't looking in our direction. The little runt had no idea what was fixing to break loose. A laugh growled in Scrunch's throat.
This easy. Dog stupid.
I couldn't argue with him. Facts is facts. We crawled forward another 10, 15 yards. Then, off to the south, Rip and Snort raised a howl. Drover jumped in the air and faced the south. I could see that he was shivering. Then the boys off to the west raised a howl, and Drover faced that direction. Scrunch growled, and Drover faced us. His head was cocked sideways, and one ear stood up. That meant he still didn't see us. But he was beginning to get the picture. The ranch was surrounded. I kept waiting for him to run, but he didn't. Scrunch pushed himself up out of the grass.
You go first. I watch.
Who, me? Well, seems to me that... The hair went up on the back of his neck and there was murder in those yeller eyes.
You go first, or I cut throat right here.
I could tell he wasn't kidding. I just thought there's no need to... I see what you mean. Yes, I'll go first. I stood up. Scrunch threw back his head and let loose the bloodiest howl I ever heard. Sent shivers all the way down to the end of my tail is how frightful it was. He gave me a shove, and the attack was on. Drover heard us coming. He started yipping and jumping up and down, but he stood his ground. I could hear myself talking. Run, Drover, while there's still time. My voice got louder. You got no chance, Drover. Don't try to be a hero. Next thing I knew, I was yelling. Drover, run for the shed! You're outnumbered! They'll kill you! Run for your life! That little mutt was so scared he was spinning in circles and jumping up and down at the same time. But he still didn't leave his post. By this time, I could see Rip and Snort sneaking up behind him, the moonlight glinting off their teeth and eyes. They didn't look like good old boys anymore. They had murder on their minds. Plainly, Scrunch was screaming.
Kill! Kill!